boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today, we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 2, Miracles by the Sea, Week 11. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 85 or find the picture of a father reading from a scroll to his little girl. She looks so happy as she smiles up at her daddy. They must love reading together. Do you like it when your mom or dad reads to you? Father Jairus patted his little girl's head. Pat, pat, pat. It was hot. He frowned. His little girl was very sick. She lay in bed sleeping. Can you pretend you're sleeping? Rest your head on your hands. She didn't hear the birds singing outside. She didn't see the light sparkle on the lake nearby. She didn't run and play with her friends. She could only rest and sleep. Father was sad. He didn't know how to make her better. The doctors didn't know how to make her better. But Jesus could help. Father ran to find him. Father ran into town. He found Jesus in the middle of a very big crowd. He bowed down at Jesus' feet. Everyone stopped and looked. Then Father said to Jesus, "My little girl is dying." Or you could say, "She's very sick. Please come and put your hands on her. Then she will be healed and will live." Father knew Jesus could help. Jesus nodded and smiled. Yes, he would love to make this little girl well. Jesus and Father Jairus started walking home. Suddenly, a man ran to Father to tell him something. His little girl had been too sick. She had died. Father began to cry. But Jesus told Father to believe. Jesus would help her. Father stopped crying. Could Jesus help his little girl? Yes, he trusted Jesus. He hurried to his house with Jesus by his side. At home, everyone was outside crying. But Jesus wasn't sad. Father wasn't sad. Jesus would help the little girl, just as he'd promised. Jesus went into her room. He gently took her hand. With a kind voice, Jesus said, "Little girl, I tell you to stand up." The little girl opened her eyes and stood up. She began to walk around. She walked over to Father and smiled. Can you smile? Then she turned to Mother for a hug. Oh, a nice tight hug. Mother and Father were so happy. Their little girl was alive again. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. It was a day they would never forget. God is so powerful. He loves to help us. Can you say with me, "Thank you, Jesus, for helping me when I need you"? Say it with me. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me when I need you. What did we learn today? We can know for certain that Jesus will help us. When you're in trouble, pray to Jesus and He will help you. If you're scared of the dark, pray to Jesus and He will help you. If you have lost something important, pray to Jesus and He will help you. We can always remember that no matter what, Jesus will help us. The Bible says that He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Let's sing our scripture song together. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus cares so much for you that He can help you when you call to Him? Let's pray and thank Him now. Dear Jesus, we are so thankful that You care for us. No matter how big or how little we are, You care and You are right there to help us. We need Your help every day in the things we do. Thank You for Your promise to be there for us, to help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.